This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Republicans predicted a national horror movie should President Donald Trump lose in November, offering dark warnings for the president's diehard base on the opening night of his scaled-down national convention on Monday evening, as others tried to broaden President Trump's political appeal. Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida says there is a clear choice between President Trump and Joe Biden.
And Trump is the first president since Reagan not to start a new war. Biden has foolishly cheerled decades of war without winning, without end. President Trump knows we are strongest when we fight hardest, not in distant deserts, but for our fellow Americans.
President Trump himself was a presence. Sagar Magani has this report from Associated Press.
The president first addressed delegates live in Charlotte, calling November 3rd the most important election in American history.
This is it. Our country can go in a horrible, horrible direction, or in an even greater direction.
He later appeared on tape twice from the White House. First, with frontline workers talking about the virus pandemic.
Thank you all very much. Great job.
And then with former hostages his administration freed.
Appreciate it. Great stories.
Three appearances on day one. The president will deliver his keynote address Thursday. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Democrats officially nominated former Vice President Joe Biden and his running mate, Senator Kamala Harris, last week during their national convention. It was announced yesterday that Mr. Biden and Ms. Harris will be tested regularly for COVID-19 as the campaign prepares for the possibility of more public events in the run-up to November's election. Since the coronavirus began spreading widely in the United States in March, Mr. Biden has done few public events. This is VOA News.